Jeremiah chapter 26. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah king of Judah came this word from the Lord, Jehovah, saying, This is what the Lord, Jehovah, says. Stand in the court of the Lord's, Jehovah's, house. Temple. And speak to all the cities of Judah, who come to worship in the Lord's, Jehovah's, house, temple. All the words that I command you to speak to them. Do not diminish a word. If perhaps they will listen, and turn every man from his evil way, that I may repent myself of the evil, which I purpose to do to them because of the evil of their deeds. And you shall say to them, This is what the Lord, Jehovah, says. If you will not listen to me, to walk in my law, which I have set before you, to listen to the words of my servants the prophets, whom I sent to you, both rising up early, and sending them, but you have not listened. Then I will make this house, temple, like Shiloh, and will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. So the priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house, temple, of the Lord, Jehovah. Now it came to pass, when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all that the Lord, Jehovah, had commanded him to speak to all the people, that the priests and the prophets and all the people took him, saying, You shall surely die. Why have you prophesied in the name of the Lord, Jehovah, saying, This house, temple, will be like Shiloh, and this city will be desolate without anyone living in it? And all the people were gathered against Jeremiah in the house, temple, of the Lord, Jehovah. When the princes of Judah heard these things, then they came up from the king's house to the house, temple, of the Lord, Jehovah, and sat down in the entry of the new gate of the Lord's, Jehovah's, house, temple. Then the priests and the prophets spoke to the princes and to all the people, saying, This man is worthy to die, because he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your ears. Then Jeremiah spoke to all the princes and to all the people, saying, The Lord, Jehovah, sent me to prophesy against this house, temple, and against this city all the words that you have heard. Therefore now amend your ways and your deeds, and obey the voice of the Lord, Jehovah, your God. And the Lord, Jehovah, will repent of the evil that he has pronounced against you. As for me, I am in your hand. Do with me as seems good and appropriate to you. But know for certain, that if you put me to death, you will surely bring innocent blood upon yourselves, and upon this city, and upon those who live in it. Because truly the Lord, Jehovah, has sent me to you to speak all these words in your ears. Then the princes and all the people said to the priests and to the prophets, This man is not worthy to die, because he has spoken to us in the name of the Lord, Jehovah, our God. Then certain of the elders of the land rose up, and spoke to all the assembly of the people, saying, Micah the Morasthite prophesied in the days of Hezekiah king of Judah, and spoke to all the people of Judah, saying, This is what the Lord, Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, says, Zion will be plowed like a field, and Jerusalem will become heaps of rubble, and the mountain of the house temple as the high places of a forest. Did Hezekiah king of Judah and all Judah put him at all to death? Did he not fear the Lord, Jehovah, and beg the Lord, Jehovah, and the Lord, Jehovah, repented of the evil which he had pronounced against them? So might we procure great evil against our souls. And there was also a man who prophesied in the name of the Lord, Jehovah, Uriah the son of Shemaiah of Kirjathjearim, who prophesied against this city and against this land according to all the words of Jeremiah. And when Jehoiakim the king, with all his mighty men, and all the princes, heard his words, the king sought to put him to death. But when Uriah heard it, he was afraid, and fled, and went into Egypt. And Jehoiakim the king sent men into Egypt, namely, Elnathan the son of Ichbur, and certain men with him into Egypt. And they brought forth Uriah out of Egypt, and brought him to Jehoiakim the king, who killed him with the sword, and cast his dead body into the graves of the common people. Nevertheless the hand of Ahikam the son of Shaphan was with Jeremiah, that they should not give him into the hand of the people to put him to death.